In the headlines, Minister with responsibility for transport Guy Joseph has underscored the need for improving road safety on Ireland in the face of increasing road accidents. The establishment of St. Lucia's National Spatial Data Infrastructure has been identified as critical to accessing information and ensuring improved and efficient decision-making across multiple sectors. And Team St. Lucia has advanced in the 2019 CONCACAF Nations League following a 1-0 win against the Dominican Republic. Details coming up.
Massey Stores Home is now open in the South. We're at the Gablewoods Mall in Latuni. Bed and bath items, small and large appliances, furniture, electronics, and much more. Plus, higher purchase, free delivery island-wide. Don't forget to earn your points when you swipe your Massey card. Shop for all the essentials for your home at Massey Stores Home in the South at Gablewoods Mall in Latuni.
Honey, I just looked at the insurance for the house and realized that you put the stated value to be less than half of what the realtor says it's worth?
Yeah, I did that on purpose to keep the premium down.
But you do realize that if anything happens, we could only build back half of the house, right?
Boy, don't insure half your home. Being underinsured is as bad as not being insured. Get a certified appraiser to assess your property and make sure you insure it at the correct rebuild value. Hon, what are you doing with a tape measure?
I'm checking to see where you're going to sleep in your half a house.
Magical Insurances. Fast, fair, and always there.
Time flies. It's been 10 years since MNC Home Depot opened its doors in Beaufort. And we're celebrating the 10th anniversary on Saturday, November 23rd, with Out of This World savings. 30% off store-wide. Plus, win fantastic prizes. Don't miss out. Join us for MNC Home Depot 10th anniversary set. One day only, Saturday, November 23rd at MNC Home Depot, Beaufort.
And now with the details of the news, I am Kiba Talium. Minister with responsibility for transport, Guy Joseph, has underscored the need for improving road safety on Ireland in the face of increasing road accidents. His comments were made to mark the international observance of World Day of Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims, marked on November 17th. Celebrated in 2019 under the theme, Life is Not a Car Park, Carport, the Observance Day was commissioned as an important tool in global efforts to reduce road casualties while offering an opportunity for drawing attention to the scale of emotional and economic devastation caused by road crashes. Commenting on the apparent increase in road accidents locally, Mr. Joseph outlined a series of challenges facing the island's transport system.
While having accepted the UN call to reduce road traffic accidents and injuries by 2020, tragically, road accident continues to be on the rise in St. Lucia, recording more than 190 fatalities and over 1,200 serious injuries during the period 2011 to 2019. This has resulted in a burden of grief and distress that has seriously impacted families. Because many of the victims were young and many of the crashes could or should have been prevented. Similar to many low and middle income countries around the world, St. Lucia's transport system continues to face a number of challenges. These include infrastructural challenges, vehicle and roadworthiness, and the need to improve road user behavior through education, better enforcement, and an increased awareness of the penalties of negative behavior.
Mr. Joseph further commented on the action being undertaken to address the issues observed.
The government of St. Lucia has recognized the need for immediate action and expresses commitment in adopting systems which will focus primarily on safer roads, safer vehicles, and safer drivers. We have embarked on a number of road projects, a road safety program targeting driver behavior and the implementation of safety standards for vehicles entering our island. We believe that this safe system approach will arm road users with the knowledge, skill, and support they need to become better and safer drivers. The Department of Economic Development, Transport and Civil Aviation encourages every St. Lucian to join the families impacted in remembering the road fatality victims by wearing purple during the week of November 18th to 24th, 2019. Our vision for St. Lucia is for every journey to be a safe one so that we can record zero deaths and serious injuries on our nation's roads.
Minister with responsibility for economic development, housing, urban renewal, transport and civil aviation, Guy Joseph. The establishment of St. Lucia's National Spatial Data Infrastructure has been identified as critical to accessing information and ensuring improved and efficient decision-making across multiple sectors. Recently in St. Lucia, for the fifth time, consultants representing Cadastre International, tasked with working alongside local stakeholders to launch St. Lucia's National Spatial Data Infrastructure, NSDI, explained that the team was now at the stage where a change management strategy is being developed. Communications Officer for the Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Project, Mr. Lucius Doxery, commented on the purpose and expected impact of implementing National Spatial Data Infrastructure.
The National Spatial Data Infrastructure, NSDI, is expected to benefit the entire country in several ways. For example, a functioning NSDI will improve the country's ease of doing business ranking, which is something the solution is very concerned about. And it will be doing that by opening systems and platforms to enable players across all sectors to create, share, analyze, and use critical information for improved and efficient decision-making. So there's clearly a link between the spatial data infrastructure and informed decision-making. A coordinated NSDI will also serve as a warehouse for vital climate change data, which will also allow for better engineering design for disaster risk reduction and climate change adaptation across all sectors. And the emphasis here, Kiba, is across all sectors. So every sector, we're talking about private and public, is expected or will benefit from an NSDI. So there is global consensus that spatial planning provides predictable conditions for investment. And if used constructively, an NSDI is expected to promote prudent use of land and natural resources for development and for promoting sustainable development, resulting in the improvement of the quality of life of the citizenry, thereby leading to poverty alleviation.
According to Mr. Doxery, the implementation of the National Spatial Data Infrastructure ensures informed decisions guide any adjustments in infrastructure.
So an NSDI, really what it does is that it allows for all sorts of planning to be based on the informed decision making. So whether it's about building roads, whether it's about building hospitals, whether it's about building schools, it identifies which is the best location for this school and who it will best benefit in the process. So this is what it does, essentially. So recently, for the fifth time, DASTA International, tasked with working alongside stakeholders in St. Lucia, and at that particular point, what they were concerned with is the establishment of a change management strategy. And so they met with all the local stakeholders again, and they decided and mapped out that strategy. And thereafter, what is going to happen is a blueprint is going to be established for the way forward in terms of establishing the change management strategy. Now, all of this is regarded in terms of the language of the NSDI as invisible work, things that you're not seeing, and things that they're not going to be benefiting from in the main. But later on, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, when all the pieces of the puzzle have been put together, then you will find people will be able to use the information, from lawyers to doctors to health technicians to other technocrats to politicians. We'll be able to use that information, piece them together, and to make decisions that will benefit the country.
Communications Officer for the Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Project, Mr. Lucius Doxery. Team St. Lucia has advanced in the 2019 CONCACAF Nations League following a 1-0 win against the Dominican Republic. On Saturday, national players secured a home victory against the Dominican Republic, building momentum toward tomorrow's clash with Team Montserrat. President of the St. Lucia Football Association, Mr. Lyndon Cooper, weighing in on the performance of Team St. Lucia, touted the input of the team's current coach and his role in achieving the long-term goals for the island.
I really do not have a thought on an individual game because my responsibility is to lead the organization both on and off the field, and the plan is to get us to the next World Cup, and the next World Cup can be at any time within our 4-year period. What I can say is that I think we now have a coach who understands what the both the short-term and the long-term plans are, and I think the head coach is responsible for that level of success simply because he shares the same vision of the leadership of the St. Lucia Football Association.
One question on the present support given to players by attendees, Cooper noted that while the point of focus for the association is the impending match, there remains room for examining the overall plan.
The ticket sales does not reflect the actual crowd attendance. And I really do not, I'm not sure so what is the cause of that. I think from a SLF standpoint, our focus now is to ensure that the team wins the second match, which is tomorrow, and to ensure that that remain in our respective division. So we'll take a second look at the overall plan.
Mr. Cooper went on to describe a win for St. Lucia in the upcoming match against Montserrat as necessary while expressing confidence in a positive outcome.
A loss is going to throw us 5 years backwards. In fact, we are likely to move from second to third division. So it's a must win for St. Lucia tomorrow. And I do not think that we at the SLFA occupy any doubt at this time that we are not going to win. We are definitely going to beat Montserrat at home. And because we have actually strengthened our team from the last game, just hope and pray that we can get the 12th man to come and support our winning team at home. And we just hope that we can get the crowds as anticipated.
President of the St. Lucia Football Association, Mr. Lyndon Cooper. Now to the regional news developments brought to you with the kind compliments of Tire Zone.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
This is the Carib Update News Service. I'm Wendy Chateau reporting. Montserratians voting in general elections Monday. This is the big story we're tracking this hour on Monday, November 18, 2019. Details of this story and more straight ahead. Now for the details. It's general elections on Montserrat Monday, in which a record 35 candidates, including 9 independents, are vying for the 9 parliamentary seats. The incumbent People's Democratic Movement is seeking a return without the man who led them to victory the last time. Premier Donaldson Romeo was ousted as leader of the party days after he had announced the election date and is contesting the poll now as an independent. The main challenger to the PDM is believed to be the Movement for Change and Prosperity, but its former leader, who has appeared on the platform during the campaign, is not contesting a seat. A third party, the newly formed Montserrat National Congress, MNC, is also contesting the polls. It is led by a former junior minister of the incumbent PDM, Gregory Willock. The countdown to elections in St. Vincent and the Grenadines has begun. The ruling Unity Labour Party has held a rally at Arnas Vale Sunday to mark its 25th year in power and to ostensibly start the campaign for elections that could be held sometime next year. Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez, who has just a one-seat majority in government, defended that after so many years in power and at 74, he has to run again.
In the next year or so, we will have an election. I was prepared to allow one of the younger ones to lead us in the next election. But the party leadership and the convention say no, that I have to continue.
The Vincentian leader, however, suggested that the next election could be his last and asked for a bigger mandate.
I want you, when we go to the elections next time, I don't want you to give me a one-seat majority again. I deserve in my farewell run a bigger majority.
While Gonzalez is running again, he said his deputy, Sir Lewis Straker, will not run again in Central Leeward, the center of the last disputed general elections. He said a man called Randy Brewster will be the next candidate for the area. During his address at the rally, Gonzalez launched a broadside against House Speaker Jomo Thomas, who earlier this month announced he was quitting the ruling party. The Vincentian leader did not call Thomas by name, but suggested that his political career is over.
Any renegade, any traitor, and any castaway who leave the Labour family, they're dead politically.
Gonzalez went on to call his former comrade an opportunist.
So if you were to say you're interested in people and you become a traitor, a renegade, or a castaway, you are simply an opportunist.
This is Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. In more news, Dominica's opposition United Workers' Party has announced that it will unveil its manifesto in 2 weeks, mere days before the December 6 general elections. The UWP said its plans for governance will be made known on the final weekend of the campaign. The ruling Dominica Labour Party has, throughout the campaign, criticized the opposition for failing to put forward an agenda. But speaking in an opposition meeting Sunday, UWP leader Lennox Linton said his party will, in his words, take the country from welfare into work. Without outlining how it will be achieved, Linton said a government he led will create 12,000 new jobs, which one critic called an incredulous figure in a country of just over 70,000.
One of the biggest responsibilities that we'll pursue is to provide economic advancement opportunities for the young people of Dominica. We know exactly how that will be done across the growth engines of the economy. And that is why we confidently say tonight again that by 2025, your United Workers' Party will facilitate the creation of 12,000 new jobs in this economy.
This has been another edition of Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service, the Caribbean's newsroom. I am Wendy Chateau.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stocks tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
To end the news, a recap of the headlines. Minister with responsibility for transport, Guy Joseph, has underscored the need for improving road safety on island in the face of increasing road accidents. The establishment of St. Lucia's National Spatial Data Infrastructure has been identified as critical to ensuring improved and efficient decision-making across multiple sectors. And Team St. Lucia has advanced in the 2019 CONCACAF Nations League following a 1-0 win against the Dominican Republic. This has been the Midday News Edition. I am Kiba Talium. Good afternoon.